Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week is the tune Shaken Down the Acorns, and we heard the Red Squirrel Chasers. It's the title track of their CD on Vigortone Records. We'll hear another version later in the program. Well, the calendar says it's autumn in eastern Pennsylvania, but you wouldn't know it by the weather. I'm anxious for those crisp and cool nights and beautiful days with an abundance of seasonal color. I guess I'll have to be patient. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we welcome Autumn with some new and classic songs and tunes. And we'll open with the late Eva Cassidy's lovely rendition of Autumn Leaves by Joseph Kosma, who wrote the music, and Johnny Mercer, who wrote the lyrics. We celebrate the arrival of Autumn this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves are of red and gold. I see your days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song, but I miss you most of all. autumn leaves start to fall.
Thank you. when she was young and fair. Life was so simple then, don't you recall? Beaches in summer, leaves in the fall, the sweet scent of lilacs that hung in the air, the laughter of children so small. Time passes, life changes, love will outlast us all.
Thank you.
We're celebrating autumn this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Joel Mabus from his recording Rhyme Schemes and a fiddle tune called Crooked November. That's on Fossil Records. Before that, we heard from Marie Chabot from her recording The Other Side and a tune called When Summer Fades. Marie Chabot. And before that, from Ian and Sylvia, from their new recording, The Lost Tapes, some recordings made in 1970, live recordings that were just unearthed and had been released by Stony Plain Records. And we heard probably their best-known tune, Four Strong Winds. Ian Tyson wrote that one. The Lost Tapes is on Stony Plain Records, and we let off that set with Eva Cassidy from her recording Songbird and Autumn Leaves. That's on Blix Street Records. We're going to lead off this next set with Michael Cooney from way back in 1968 from his recording The Cheese Stands Alone and Apple Picker's Reel. Here's Michael Cooney on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hey ho, makes you feel so fine looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free standing in the top of an apple tree. Up in the morning before the sun, I don't get home until the day is done. My pick sack's heavy and my shoulder's sore, but I'll be back tomorrow to pick some more. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Three-legged ladders, wobbly as hell, reaching for an apple, whoops, almost fell. 20-pound sack hanging round my neck, and there's two more apples that I can't quite get. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Sing this song about 100 times. Hey ho, you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
They've left. Sir John sprung up his head. And so amazed them all, they've let him stand till mid-service day, till he looked both pale and raw. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard, and so become a man. Side so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They've rolled him and tied him by the waist, serving him most barbarously. They've hired men with the sharp pitchforks who pricked him to the heart. And the loader, he has served him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart. They've wheeled him around and around a field till they came unto a barn, and there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a cry
for me, beyond these present storms that blow, waiting patiently. No secrets held in an open heart. A spirit that soars over mountains. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Somehow a guiding light always shows the way to those that lose their way by night, searching for the day. A day away from happiness, tomorrow will bring the new sunrise. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Sometimes when winds are still, unexpectedly, perhaps beyond this silent hill, a voice will call to me. Raise your eyes to see my world. Raise your voice and sing out. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Raise your eyes to see my world. Raise your voice and sing out. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me.
When the cows no longer care to go out to their pastures far or near, but stand close in the last warm sun, around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the corn goes into dent, across the fields like old men appears, we pick it and store it all away. Around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the limbs of the apple and the pear lean down with their fruit so near, and the children go a-gathering, around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the hunters come from town, seeking the pheasant and the deer, with their dogs in front to point the game, around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the hay and straw are in the barn, stacked to the roof tier on tier, smelling like a summer come and gone, around the place I'll know that fall is here. Around the place I'll know that fall is here. When the evenings come early and the mornings are clear, over fallow fields I've worked this year, around the place I'll know that fall is here.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1939. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is Shaken Down the Acorns, and we've heard it now in two different renderings. That was Danny Nicely and Jack Dunlop. Jack was Danny's apprentice at this time. From a recording called Chop, Shred, and Split, A Mandolin Player's Apprenticeship, and we heard Shaken Down the Acorns. It's on DannyNicely.com Records. And before that, in this program dedicated to autumn and the fall, we heard Sally Rogers from In the Circle of the Sun and Fall is Here. That's on Flying Fish Records. And before that, another a cappella tune from Rose Sheehan. We heard Somewhere Along the Road. Might not have any references directly to the autumn season, but it always reminds me of fall. That's on Adelphi Records. And before that, we heard from Traffic. Actually, John Barleycorn Must Die was going to be a Steve Winwood solo recording, but they decided to release it as a Traffic record, and as it turns out, it's probably their best-selling album of all time. From back in 1970, John Barleycorn Must Die, that's on Island Records. And we let off that set with Michael Cooney from his recording from 1968, The Cheese Stands Alone, and we heard Apple Picker's Reel from Michael Cooney, that's on Folk Legacy Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a young band called The Empty Pockets. Their recording is called Tanglewoods, and they have a song on here that references the Deerfield Craft Fair that's held in Massachusetts each fall. Here's Deerfield from The Empty Pockets on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Out for Deerfield, maybe till the end of the summer. I'm saving all my money just to get the tax man paid. I know big plans can be dangerous, but I can't keep from scheming, and I can't see us bike riding to the art fair. All your friends are there because everyone's moving to Deerfield. Anyone with any sense at all. The fact that life's headed west, the family will be impressed for holding out for Deerfield in the fall.
To the hiring fair for to sell my labour. I noticed a maid in the very next row and hoped she'd be my neighbour. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. My lodging was dry and my master fair. I gave him full measure. My corn in the field by envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I watched her carry water or drive cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, with it my desire. I'd see her in my dreaming, and in my dreams caress. Her lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, curves beneath her dress. Harvest time it came at last, so heavy was our task that the women and the men worked side by side, so I had her near at last. I swung harder with my scythe, few words between us passed, and I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, hope she'd hear my heart. When all was safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest, my trembling fingers touched her arm, she placed them on her breast. The sun went down and all my senses reeled. We lay there on the scented ground till the moon rose over the field. Thank you.
Just how long ago that was, I have no way of knowing. Sometimes I want to murder time. Sometimes when my heart's aching, but mostly stroll along the path that he is
We've been welcoming autumn this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was Brad and Ken Kolodner from their recording Otter Creek and one of Brad's tunes called Rocky Beaches. I have fond memories of Betty and I spending a bunch of Octobers in Stonington, Connecticut, where the beach is very rocky. Rocky Beaches from Otter Creek from Ken and Brad Kolodner, and that's on Fenchurch Music. And before that, one of my very favorite Incredible String Band songs, performed by Cindy Callett and Gray Larson. We heard Robin Williamson's October song from their recording Cross the Water. That's on Sleepy Creek Music. And before that, Ralph McTell's classic tune, The Hiring Fair, performed by Fairport Convention on their 1985 recording Gladys Leap. That's on Varick Records. And we let off that set with a new band called The Empty Pockets. From their recording Tanglewoods, we heard a song called Deerfield from The Empty Pockets. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 1939.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over.